This is a story about a young man named Joseph Brown whose life got turned around by getting diagnosed with kidney failure, help told by his sister, Jamila Medley.
So I was just like, oh, wow, kidney failure, like, what is that? How, you know. Sometimes you fall down.
But I turned 19, so like 2 months later, I got diagnosed in July, or I got diagnosed in June. At first, it was like I didn't know what it was. You know, I learned it some more depth about what it was. That's when I was like, oh shit, like damn.
Right.
He was sick, and I remember being like at his house. He lives with my mom, so I was like visiting them. And Joseph was sick. He was like he had the flu or something, but it was like the summertime.
Yeah, everyone around me just wrote support him, you know, told me it was gonna be okay. He feel like I wasn't by myself.
Right. So I'm like, before you got the kidney transplant, how was life? Like, dialysis and all that stuff, how was that going for you? Like, how often was it? Did it make you have to, like, stop going to school, stop working?
I was going to school and I was working, and that just got all stopped right there. I had to go to dialysis 3 times a week, 4 hours a day, and it was, you know, I had to put my life on hold a little bit. You know me, I was already, you know, looking to the lazy, so you know, when that happened and not be off track, then it's like, dang, you kind of put me on my foot, and took me a while to bounce back up. It was just a blow. I couldn't really do nothing.
He couldn't get out the car, so my mom and my sister went to the doctor's office to try to get a wheelchair for him. And when they had started running some tests, and like they were just running tests to kind of like see what was wrong with him, because he had otherwise always been like a healthy person. There was like nothing wrong with him.
Right.
I think he might have had like high blood pressure.
Times that I had to go to dialysis, I had to watch what I drink, because if I drunk too much, I get all swollen up and stuff. And I need pee for about a good year. Like I'm not feeling the waking up and taking a piss. Crazy. I couldn't really do nothing. I mean, I had to make sure I was around. Dialysis, that's what my life was, dialysis.
So now that you have the transplant, has it, like, gotten any better for you?
Oh, yeah, I wake up every morning happy to pee, so I can't eat certain foods now and stuff, but I don't gotta take medicine every time I eat food, I just gotta take medicine in the morning for my kidney, medicine at night before I go to bed, but good, as long as I take my medicine, everything's okay, life is back to normal, I still gotta be If I got to be kidney, I'm not being dialysis. I don't care about that. I'm not going to be on dialysis. I don't care what I got to do. I work at a Wawa. At the time, I wasn't, I dropped out of school because sometimes at the dialysis, I just didn't feel good. It drained a lot out of you. It takes all the blood out your body, and it takes a lot. Sometimes I felt good, sometimes I didn't. It was, I guess it depends on the day. It was day to day. Sometimes I felt like a piece of ish. Sometimes I felt like I could fight Mike Tyson.
So, like, before you found out you had kidney failure, but were you excited to turn 21 and like have your views on drinking changed since you were diagnosed?
Before I got kidney failure, I really didn't, you know, I didn't drink. But then once I got on dialysis and stuff, so I was like, well, my kidneys is already destroyed, so I didn't really care. How's it going to get worse and worse? You feel me? It's as bad as it can get. So when I was on dialysis, my kidney was already done. I didn't care. I drunk.
Right.
You feel me? I drunk as much as I wanted to because it's not like it's going to get worse. It was already destroyed. There's nothing I could bring it back. So I was on dialysis. That's why I went hard. Because I know once I got my kidney, I wasn't going to be able to go hard. Because it's a new kidney, and I got to make it last as long as I can. But yeah, if I was on dialysis, I was getting tore up.
See how that goes, but no big deal. Otherwise, they're really healthy. I mean, he's only, 19.
My mom's first teenage boyfriend, who's Joseph's godmom's son, ends up dying in a motorcycle accident.
And now you're talking about he's dying, and as a result of his death, my brother can have a kidney and have the chance to have a pretty close to normal life. And it felt awful that was how Joseph was gonna get his kidney.
Did you feel like God was like playing with you and like your emotions, or like did you have like any mixed feelings about that besides it just being awful? Did you like feel like an emotional boundary was crossed?
Part of it was a part of it was relief. I don't know if relief is the right word, because I was certainly like committed to giving him my kidney, but there certainly is a boundary about taking something out of your body that you need, right? Because if something happens to my other kidney, I'm going to need a kidney. So I'm certainly crossing some kind of boundary within myself by extracting something that is in my body to give to someone else. And while I was willing to do it, there is this piece of you that is like, I am taking something out of my body, and it is going to go inside of someone else. And it's a little strange, and thank God for technology and science that stuff like this can happen. But that's crazy.
Right.
So, to the extent, you know, when Anthony did pass, and, you know, they take the kidney out right away, and like, you know, they do tests, and Joseph was in the database, and you know, as needing a kidney, so they had all his blood work to know what his stuff was like, and then we had to like wait and wait and wait to find out if it was going to be a match.
Yeah, I remember that, sitting in the hospital.
Yeah,
with Grandma and Naomi, and Joseph was upstairs.
Yeah. So it's like, and it worked out that it was the match. So then it meant like, okay, well, he doesn't need my kidney anymore. I don't have to do that, at least not now, you know? So it was, I don't know how else to say that it was bittersweet, you know? So like whenever like, you know, my friends or, you know, people who knew that my brother was sick and they asked, how's he doing? And I have to tell this like really weird, crazy, awful, tragic story about how this tragedy has happened, but the blessing in it is that my brother's life is going to be prolonged out of someone else's death.
It's a blessing within a tragedy.
Yeah.